NPR.
Back in 1989, just over 30 years ago, the very first episode of The Simpsons aired on Fox.
Yes, it did.
A happy day. And since then, The Simpsons have become this iconic American family.
Yes, the dopey, good-hearted Homer working his job at the local power plant. Very good, Fatty. Marge, the rock of the family, practical and loving, stay-at-home mom. Homer. That's my Marge impression.
That's a good Marge impression.
Thank you. I mean, you know, everybody's got an impression from The Simpsons, right? And The Simpsons were this, like, iconic family, like you said. Three kids, two cars, a house, a dog. Money usually kind of tight, but they make it work.
They make it work.
Yeah, The Simpsons had a lot to do with the way I understood the world as a kid and as a teenager.
As a kid, growing up with The Simpsons, Dani Alexis Reiskamp saw a lot of her family and her community in the show.
I have a embarrassingly encyclopedic knowledge of the first 10 or 11 seasons.
Are you serious? That's so awesome. Really?
Yeah. Oh, I was obsessed with The Simpsons.
Dani is a freelance writer in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And earlier this year, she started to think about her beloved Simpsons, and she had this kind of uncomfortable realization that Homer's life did not feel so normal anymore. It seemed kind of unattainable. She wrote about this in an article for The Atlantic.
The idea that you could have one breadwinner in a family of five who had a high school education, working a union job at a power plant, and buying a nice house in the suburbs and supporting a spouse and these three other kids. The Simpsons' life, which had so closely reflected my life growing up and the lives of basically everyone I knew, was at this point not normal, but aspirational.
Yeah, and here's the thing, right? The Simpsons haven't really changed that much over the decades. Homer has the same job, same house. Lisa is still in second grade. The world, though, has really changed around the show. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Patty Hirsch.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, we look at economic data from 30 years ago and today, and we see how American life has changed. And whether Homer Simpson is still America's economic everyman.
Or if he's now kind of fancy.
I don't know. Don't ask me how the economy works.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Fundrise, making investing in private real estate as easy as investing in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Build a more diversified portfolio today at Fundrise, FUNDRISE.com/indicator.
This message comes from NPR sponsor NetSuite by Oracle. Business today moves faster than ever. It's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/indicator.
Today's indicator is
Homer J. Simpson.
Homer J. Simpson.
Hello, my name is Al Jean. I'm an executive producer of The Simpsons, and I've worked here for 30 years.
Al says, economically, The Simpsons were always meant to be very middle of the road. In fact, he took a lot of inspiration for the show from his own life growing up.
My dad, he's not Homer Simpson, but shares some qualities with Homer, ran a hardware store. We weren't rich. We weren't poor. We were in the middle. And, you know, with what my dad made, he had five kids and then we could afford it.
Homer has a good job, a manufacturing job, works at a nuclear power plant, has benefits. And Al says Homer's life lined up with the lives of a lot of people that he knew growing up.
I was born in Detroit. And when I was born in 61, you know, people would go, oh, you can get a job on the assembly line that, you know, whatever, pay up to $30 an hour. Guaranteed, it's a great job. You know, Detroit's always going to be making cars.
Not as many cars have been made in Detroit these days. Manufacturing jobs in general are a lot less plentiful than they were back in 1990. Back then, about 16% of jobs in the United States were in manufacturing. Today, it's just over 8%. So if he were working today, Homer would be way less likely to work one of those manufacturing jobs.
Now to Homer's wife, Marge Simpson.
Videos to return, grocery list, flea dip for the cat, Homer's dry cleaning.
She works as a stay-at-home mom on the show, and a lot of people have pointed out she would probably be a part of the workforce in a modern-day Simpsons. But statistically, that is not necessarily the case. Back in 1990, about 74% of women between the ages of 25 and 54 were in the workforce.
Yeah, and that number has been climbing since then. And just before COVID hit, the share of women in the workforce was nearly 77%. But since COVID, of course, a lot of women have dropped out of the workforce. Right now, about 75% of women in that age group are now working.
So Marge would be a tiny bit more likely to have a job than she would have been 30 years ago, but not much.
But of course, just having a job doesn't get you a house and a couple of cars, not anymore. How much you get paid is key. Danny Alexis Reiskamp, our Simpsons superfan and freelance writer, was determined to figure out exactly how much Homer made. So she started sleuthing through episodes, and she actually found some evidence.
I started with the 1996 episode, Much a Poo About Nothing, where we get a shot of Homer's paycheck.
Woohoo! A perfect day! Zero bears and one big, fat, hairy paycheck. Hey, how come my pay is so low?
And we can actually see his gross pay and the taxes he pays on it and all of that. And if you do the math on it, his annual income works out to about $25,000.
Back in 1996, the median household income was about $35,000. So if Homer's salary stayed in the same place relative to the median household income, Homer would be earning around $50,000 today, which is definitely a solid salary.
Yes, but affording a house, two cars, and supporting a family of five, that is a tall order on 50 grand a year these days, especially since other costs have gone up so much.
Tuition has more than doubled. Healthcare costs have more than doubled. I believe housing costs have more than doubled.
Yeah, even after adjusting for inflation, college tuition has more than doubled since The Simpsons started. And student debt has grown even faster, to an average of roughly $30,000 per student.
And paying that debt off is also getting harder. Lisa and Bart's earnings prospects are a little bit bleaker now than they were 30 years ago.
Simpsons writer Al Jean points out that millennial and Gen Z's earning potential is far lower than it would have been back in 1990.
If you, you know, grew up in the 70s and 80s, your success over a life is much more than people who came of age during the financial crisis, or I'm sure people graduating from college now. And it doesn't even out. It, you know, you start lower, you stay lower.
Millennials control less than 5% of the country's wealth, even though they make up most of the workforce. The baby boomers, on the other hand, back when they were the millennials' age, controlled more than 20% of the wealth in the U.S.
Al says the writers did experiment with knocking the Simpsons down an economic peg or two, you know, to make them a bit more in line with what was happening. But that didn't play so well. People did not want to see a humbler Simpsons family.
We did one once where they lost their house, and people said, it's too sad. People are out losing their houses. It just made me just too, you know, if we had Flanders buy it and rent it back to them. But, you know, even that, they were like, it's just sad. So you have this like a platform that they never go below, because then it turns from comedy to tragedy and nobody wants that.
In short, Homer Simpson's indicator shows us that the lifestyle of an economic every person in the U.S. has slipped.
Al Jean says if he went back to his 30 years ago self and told him that Homer's going to be kind of killing it by 2021 standards, it would kind of blow his mind.
Yeah, something where Homer would have been considered a success. Sometimes I say, you know, it's possible that our show has declined, but the world has declined further. And, you know, I remember growing up and, you know, you just thought, oh, we're in the luckiest country in the world and you know, things will always get better. And I don't believe the majority of the public thinks, at least they don't think the second thing anymore.
One person who might, though, Mr. Burns, the diabolical owner of the nuclear power plant. When The Simpsons started, CEOs made, on average, about 58 times the average worker's salary. Right now, CEOs make about 278 times the average worker's salary.
Excellent.
If Homer's the average worker, back in 1990, he would have been earning about $23,000. Monty Burns would have been bringing home about $1.3 million. And today, if Homer's now pulling down about 50 grand, that means Mr. Burns would be earning almost $14 million.
What's the smallest amount of money I can think of? $1,000.
It's good to be the Burns.
It's good to be the Burns.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Brittany Cronin and fact-checked by Sam Tsai. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Don't!
Don't!